All right, stop talking. We're going to do the second one. Let's go.
Thank the light, everyone. I am Justin and Jeremy's thankful Domani. And these are my wolf brothers.
I got the right leash.
Oh, wow. It's an Eiffel Tower style leash. All right. I am your harsh taskmistress.
I like where this is going.
Uh-oh.
And I am your right leash holding Soldam.
Ooh. Do they have multiple leashes, or are you just keeping me? You guys just have two leashes on me?
Maybe.
Spoiler alert,
maybe.
There is one that has two leashes.
Only one.
Is it for the lady?
Only one.
Is there more than one?
Oh, we're going to find out.
Welcome to the Wheel of Time podcast. We are your true source, the Purest Light, your companion cast, a warder, if you will, for this journey through all things Wheel of Time. Today, we are talking about the motherfucking Sean Chan. Not that we haven't talked about him before, but we are going to get the official, I think this is like the first time they're talked about in the book. I think this is their official introduction. And then we're going to try to not spoil too much for you about the Sean Chan. That's right, because speaking of spoiler.
I'll be turning off my microphone.
And then?
Because in the books, we can assume that maybe they made land the way they did in the show. We just didn't see it. Because in the book, they're just kind of there already.
Yeah.
Just Sean Channing around.
You hear about them.
Yeah, in the beginning, you're kind of like, yeah, there's some rumors about some weird stuff going on the West Coast. And then Egwene's like, yeah, Best Coast. What? And then she goes out there and finds out, oh, it's not Best Coast. She's like, East Coast better.
Biggie, way more Wu-Tang. Yeah. That Wu-Tang shit.
Yeah. How do I get back to the Wu-Tang?
I'm down with that West Coast shit. I like that. The rhythm is the bass and the bass is the treble. That's what I'm all about. Yeah. Justin smokes weed occasionally. I am going to play The Great Hunt, Chapter 29, simply titled Sean Chan. Doesn't get much more awesomer than that. This is going to be another kind of long one. There's a little lull in the middle, but then it kind of comes back to some more great Sean Chan shit. Sean Chan shit. Chapter 29, Sean Chan, minute 16.
As crewmen ran to lower the triangular sails, Doman turned to watch the Sean Chan ship approach. The other vessel stood taller above the water than Doman's ship, with wooden towers at bow and stern. Men were in the rigging, raising those strange sails, and armored figures stood atop the towers. A longboat was put over the side and sped towards Spray under 10 oars. It carried armored shapes and, Doman frowned in surprise, two women crouched in the stern. The longboat thumped against Spray's hull. The first to climb up was one of the armored men, and Doman saw immediately why some of the villagers claimed the Sean Chan themselves were monsters. The helmet looked very much like some monstrous insect's head, with thin red plumes like feelers. The wearer seemed to be peering out through mandibles. It was painted and gilded to increase the effect, and the rest of the man's armor was also worked with paint and gold. Overlapping plates in black and red outlined with gold covered his chest and ran down the outsides of his arms and the fronts of his thighs. Even the steel backs of his gauntlets were red and gold. Where he did not wear metal, his clothes were dark leather. The two-handed sword on his back, with its curved blade, was scabbarded and hilted in black and red leather. Then the armored figure removed his helmet and Doman stared. He was a woman. Her dark hair was cut short and her face was hard, but there was no mistaking it. He had never heard of such a thing except among the Aiel, and Aiel were well known to be crazed. Just as disconcerting was the fact that her face did not look as different as he had expected of a Sean Chan. Her eyes were blue, it was true, and her skin exceedingly fair, but he had seen both before. If this woman wore a dress, no one would look at her twice. He eyed her and revised his opinion. The Sean Chan woman surveyed the ship arrogantly, then picked Doman out as captain. It had to be him or Yaren by their clothes. The way Yaren had his eyes closed and was muttering prayers under his breath pointed to Doman.
Are there any women among your crew or passengers?
She spoke with a soft slurring that made her hard to understand, but there was a snap in her voice that said she was used to getting answers.
Speak up, man, if you are the captain. If not, wake that other fool and tell him to speak.
I do be captain, m'lady.
He had no idea how to address her, and he did not want to put a foot wrong.
I have no passengers, and there be no women in my crew.
The two women dressed as women were coming up from the longboat, one drawing the other, Doman blinked, by a leash of silvery metal as she climbed aboard. The leash went from a bracelet worn by the first woman to a collar around the neck of the second. He could not tell whether it was woven or jointed. It seemed somehow to be both, but it was clearly of a piece with both bracelet and collar. The first woman gathered the leash in coils as the other came onto the deck. The collared woman wore plain dark gray and stood with her hands folded and her eyes on the planks under her feet. Doman eyed the women uneasily.
Speak slowly, man.
She came across the deck to confront him, staring up at him, and in some way seeming taller and larger than he.
You are even harder to understand than the rest in this light-forsaken land, and I make no claim to be of the blood. Not yet. I am Captain Iginen. Doman repeated himself, trying to speak slowly, and added, I do be a peaceful trader, Captain. I mean no harm to you, and I have no part in your war. He could not help eyeing the two women connected by the leash again. A peaceful trader, Iginen mused. In that case, you will be free to go once you have sworn fealty again. She noticed his glances and turned to smile at the women with the pride of ownership. You admire my Damani. She cost me dear. She was worth every coin. Few but nobles own a Damani, and most are property of the throne. She is strong, traitor. She could have broken your ship to splinters had I wished it so. He had connected the one wearing the lightning with the fiery fountains in the sea and assumed she was an Aes Sedai. She is Aes Sedai, he said disbelievingly. He never saw the casual backhand blow coming. He staggered as her steel-backed gauntlet split his lip. That name is never spoken, Iginen said with a dangerous softness. There are only the Damani, the leashed ones, and now they serve in truth as well as name. Her eyes made ice seem warm. Doman swallowed blood and kept his hands clenched at his sides. If he had had a sword to hand, he would not have led his crew to slaughter against a dozen armored soldiers, but it was an effort to make his voice humble. I meant no disrespect, Captain. I know nothing of you or your ways. If I do offend, it is ignorance, no intention. She looked at him, then said, You are all ignorant, Captain. But you will pay the debt of your fathers. This land was ours, and it will be ours again. With the return, it will be ours again. Doman did not know what to say. Surely she can no mean that nattering about Utter Hawkwing be true. So he kept his mouth shut. If you are no more than a peaceful traitor, as you claim, you will be allowed to go your way when you have sworn the oaths. Oaths, Captain. What oaths? To obey, to await, and to serve. Your ancestors should have remembered.
Funny how the Sean Chan accents kind of come and go with the people who read the audiobooks, and they change through different books and people's voices and their inflections and stuff too. It's pretty great.
To obey, to wait, and to serve. That's some shit right there. So the Sean Chan, did they used to just live in the Westlands, or did they rule with as hard of a fist in the old times as they do now? Or have they just become increasingly angry at their land being stolen over on the island?
That's a complicated question, and it's not exactly that.
Yeah, so when Arthur Hawkwing sends his sons over, he's consolidated the entire land. He's Alexander the Great, right?
Basically.
And so he's conquered everyone. So they basically he's more like Genghis Khan almost, because then he sends his sons to go do the same over the other areas. And they're kind of, I would say they're probably not as brutal. They're more like Alexander. And then when they come back, they're more like Genghis Khan.
Okay. So Arthur Hawkwing, so did his kin become Sean Chan? Or did the Sean Chan just immediately just be like, we're not, you guys can fuck off, and slaughtered him?
No, it was more of like they fought for a long time, and then they kind of eventually, Arthur Hawkwing's kids eventually took over, but then they adopted a lot of the Sean Chan's ways of life and things like that too, and became something completely different.
Okay.
Wasn't there a lot of shadow spawn when they got there too? Or
I'm trying to remember. Either there was a lot of it or there was none. I think that there was none because they couldn't get over the ice, you know, the ice, the polar cap, and the blight was separated. So maybe they killed them all off, and then they couldn't make more because Shio Ghoul's on the other side. I think that's what happened.
Yeah, there was some because of the breaking, but
yeah, I think it was that was brought up.
So sorry, I gotta help piece this together a little bit. So the Sean Chan existed before. So did Arthur Hawkwing push the Sean Chan off of the mainland and then send his kin over to finish the job?
No, he was like, I've conquered everything here, and I want you to go see what's on the other side of the ocean.
So why do the Sean Chan feel like they have claim over the Westlands?
Because they're the descendants of Arthur Hawkwing, and when he sent them, he was still in charge. They were supposed to come home with news of this new land to a hero's welcome, but I think they barely made it there. And then once they got there, it took them so long to fight and establish and become, you know, the Sean Chan.
Imagine if, say, Alexander the Great sends his son, you know, little Alex the Great.
Little Allie.
Little Alex, you know, the pretty good. He'll be great later.
Yeah. The Alex, right now he's a disappointment. So they send him over to North America. And then they spend, you know, 1,200 years fighting, going all the way down and fighting, you know, the Aztecs and the Olmecs and all those. And then when they come back, they'd all been, you know, established like a huge empire. And then they all kind of look like.
But did they establish an empire, or did they just kind of become a?
They kind of forged together. But the whoever's at the top still is a of the blood, and that blood.
Okay.
That blood is Arthur Hawkwing's blood.
Arthur Hawkwing, we consider him a good guy, right?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
But he did some bad things, like, you know, trying to lay siege to Tar Valon.
Is he behind what the Shan Chan are doing?
He's dead. He's been dead for a long time.
Right, but we're gonna see him again, though.
So then imagine after they do all this for 1,200 years or whatever it is, 800 years.
He fights them.
That's what I was going to say, because he fights for the horn, right?
So, but imagine that. And then they go back to Greece and they're like, what? What's going on here? Where's Alexander the Great? And all these Greek people are like, what?
You guys have been gone for 2,000 years.
We don't care.
We guys should have been keeping up with all the whole, everything that Alexander set up.
You didn't keep our ways? That's rude.
I don't want season two anymore. I want the offshoot. I want the Shan Chan story now.
The spin-off, Shan Chan.
The spin-off. Yeah, I want the Shan Chan spin-off. Does Doman and Eginen, do they hook up later?
Maybe.
Good call.
Yeah. Yeah, so she does look pretty good in a dress. He'd look twice.
Oh, she don't wear no dresses.
She'll make Doman wear the leash, and he'll like it. He'll like it.
She make Doman look like a Soldam with that bull gag. I'm your Soldam.
Yes, ma'am. I'm your Soldam. Yes, ma'am.
As Rafe Judkins would say, I don't know what you're talking about with the ball gag.
I don't know what you mean with the ball gag.
Okay, whatever, buddy.
So is she like hot shit in any respect for the Shan Chan, or is she just the captain of this ship?
She's the captain of this ship, but she's pretty badass.
She has lots of ambition, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you hear what she's saying, she's like, oh, yeah, you like how I got my own Damani? You're usually pretty, you know, hard to find and hard to get a hold of. I bet you like my Damani, don't you?
He's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. My name's Bale Domani.
Are men able to hold any power in Shan Chan Nation, or are the women running everything?
Yeah.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
No, it's not like Andor.
Okay.
Well, it could be emperor or empress. Okay.
But, and it's weirder there because they're encouraged to fight for the throne. Like literally like,
oh,
it's like a rule of two, like Sith, you got to take out your rival.
Yeah. And it's really like Game of Thrones. It's like, yeah, oh, you need to murder your sister, because if you don't, she's probably going to murder you.
Okay.
Or you need to murder your brother.
Yeah.
And they have, that's the one thing this clip doesn't get into is the, like, the social levels or whatever. Like Shan Chan are very much like,
yeah, dude, they have like feudal Japan like style, like levels of, like,
it's a very good comparison.
Like because of your job, you know, you have status. Like maybe you're not the blood, but you work for them, and you're like their right hand man, and so, you know, you're like their samurai or whatever. And like, so they have a lot of levels and a lot of, like, I don't know what the word I'm looking for. Tradition, maybe, is? I don't know if that's the word I'm looking for. Ritual? I don't know if that's the word I'm looking for, but...
You're talking about like a caste system?
There we go. Yeah.
They have a caste system.
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
And the Domani are actually pretty well-regarded in that...
No.
Mm-mm.
But they're like above...
They're treated like property.
But...
They're important.
Right.
But they're treated like property.
Soldam hold high esteem, but not Domani.
Oh, okay. I know Domani can't, you know.
Domani are like pets, and not everyone's a good pet owner.
Right. Maybe that, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That, like, if you've, because I remember reading something where it's like, but like these people are treated like dogs, and Domani are one level above them. So they're not the lowest, but.
If you think of like a Soldam and a Domani, like Master Blaster from right, you got the power. No, Master Blaster from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. No, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Oh, yes. I was thinking He-Man and shit.
No, it's the big hulking guy who's not very smart with the guy who's the really small guy sitting on his shoulders who's the genius. One is treated poorly but has all the power, and the other one is supposedly the smart one. It's Soldam and Damani. It's not quite the perfect analogy, but that's how one is treated very well, doesn't have all the power. The other one has all the power and is treated like garbage.
Yeah, and they don't realize that they could, you know, probably turn on them at any moment and overtake them if they...
If it wasn't for the collar, yeah. If it wasn't for the collar, they... Or the...
Someone we know is gonna be Damani soon.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Desmond, you gotta let me know when you start book three and I'll start book three over again because I'm in the middle of book six.
Cool. I'll let you know. Hopefully I'm gonna start it. I'm trying to get the COVID fucked up my gym routine. So I'm trying to get back on my gym routine and start book three while I'm at the gym. Well, I'm kind of realizing how much we've talked about the Sean Chan. I got everything that kind of comes to mind. I know we've banged on before. I don't want to rehash too much territory.
Well, like you said, there's going to be more that comes up, I'm sure, this season because there's a lot of layers to the Sean Chan, you know, and I think they're probably going to get into some of it earlier rather than later and probably a little bit more than they did in the book. Like, there's a lot of Sean Chan stuff. It's like they talk about it, they allude to it, but like you kind of piece it together too, you know? They don't just come right out and be like, this is this. Kind of got to figure out. And like you see when you go to the other dimension or other world or whatever, you see the animals that the Sean Chan use in that, and you're like, are they shadow spawn? You know, like, so you got to piece a lot of it together. I think they're going to be a little bit more detailed in the show, it seems like.
You know what would be cool? A Sean Chan origin story. That'd be pretty fucking cool.
That would be really good. It'd be good. It'd be really helpful. It really would.
Yeah, it would.
No comment.
There's a lot of things that you talk that we're going over that you, I'm sure you have really good questions about. And because you'll read something in the first book or you watch a movie or the TV show and be like, they say something, let's say how some people say that all the Aiel are dark friends. Like, well, are they all dark friends? Well, no, that's just a rumor. We have the benefit of the hindsight of reading all the other books and then going back and rereading it. Mm-hmm. Be like, oh, no, that's not what it is. It's just a rumor. Robert Jordan writes it like, well, this is a rumor that you heard. You don't have any understanding of these guys whatsoever. So you're just going off of what he says.
Right. Hindsight, it seems ridiculous. But at the time, you're like, fuck, I don't know.
Exactly.
Are the dark friends hidden in all corners? Like, are there some Sean Chan dark friends, some Aiel dark friends, some...
Yep.
Everywhere.
Are they... And that's right. They always meet in the dream world or whatever, right?
Not always, no.
Not always. That's a Forsaken thing more than anything.
How have they been able to recruit in the last 1,000 years?
They're like terrorist cells.
Yeah.
Like, they have little, like, cells of, you know... 6 to 10 people. One or two people know a few other people in another cell, and then they recruit.
Dead drops.
You ever watch The Americans? You ever watch that show, The Americans?
Yeah.
Basically, dark friends are the Russians. Sorry, friends in Russia.
You read the newspaper and the personal ads, and then you're like, what? This doesn't make any sense.
I gotta figure out the code.
Thank the light for listening to our podcast. Please rate us, like us, tell a friend about our show. Thank the light. Check us out on Twitter. We are Wolf Brothers at Parsailman. That is Wolf Brothers at Parsailman. Send us questions and comments and anything you'd like us to, what do you want to hear us talk about out there? Send those to thankthelight@gmail.com. Looking for another great podcast to listen to while you wait for the next episode of Thank the Light? Head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com and check out our great podcast lineup. We have comedy and spirituality, time travel movies, fitness and nutrition, and awesome women in the form of All the Answers, Truth Not Trends, Time, Pop, Be Brave, and That Fitness Couple. You can find them at whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find fine, free podcasts. I'm recording in All the Answers, which should be out this Saturday, people. If you want to check out All the Answers, we're going to go over my human design chart. So if you want to know more about me on a spiritual level, check out All the Answers this Saturday. Oh, wait a minute. Last Saturday at noon. This podcast is coming out. This podcast is coming out next week. Check out All the Answers with yours truly on there.
Check it out last Saturday at noon.
See, we got All the Answers. We got spirituality coming in here. We got Wheel of Time coming in here. We got time travel because it already happened. Don't crouch in my stern.
I like that better than put your dagger in your horn bodice. That's good. Good night, you flaming goat kissers.
Wheel of Time, baby. This time and all the time.
Which now? Right now?
Now? What happened then?
You just missed it.
Damn it. When?
Then.
See you later, nerds.
All right, buddy.
Have a good night.
See ya.
Bye.
Segway.
Well, then why do you like it so much?
I like all those things.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
No, I don't want to do that.